Firefighters in eastern Arizona have started to make progress in battling the wildfires that have ripped unchecked through thousands of acres of forest over the past 2 weeks. Nearly 10,000 residents have fled the fires, which have destroyed at least 29 homes and 35 other buildings in the area. Peter O'Dowd of member station KJZZ joins us. Thanks very much for being with us, Peter.
Thanks for having me.
And, of course, we heard that alarming phrase early in the week that the fire was, quote, 0% contained. What about today?
Today, it's at 6% contained. So firefighters are optimistic, but they say their hold on that 6% is really pretty tenuous because by the time the sun comes up over Arizona this morning, winds are going to start picking up again. And so 40-mile-per-hour wind gusts, firefighters will be facing that again today, and they really aren't exactly sure what's going to happen when those red flag conditions come back.
6% still seems very, very low. Are they optimistic because the trend is just in the right direction?
Well, they're optimistic because they were able to get any containment whatsoever. This fire has been burning since the 29th of May, and for a long time, there was zero containment. I mean, the fire is more than 600 square miles right now. So in their point of view, even 6% is a really huge deal because it shows that, you know, this fire can be defeated. One person I spoke to recently said, basically this weekend, we want to keep putting numbers on our side of the scoreboard. We're on the board now with 6%, he says. We want to keep holding that line and get that containment into the double digits.
And Peter, with a fire of the magnitude that you've described, do the firefighters have enough equipment? Do they have enough people?
Well, I will tell you, the firefighters, there are about 3,000 of them out there right now, and they're using helicopters, they're using jets, they're using all manner of equipment to start the fires on the perimeter of this huge blaze in order to contain it. They say they have the equipment that they need, but their hours are incredibly long. They're working 12-hour shifts. They start their day at 6 a.m. They eat 6,000 calories a day to fuel them through. And, they work for 14 days at a time before some of them will see a day off.
Peter, what can you tell us about people who had to be evacuated? Are they in a position to go back into their homes? How have they been faring?
Not quite yet. They're not quite allowed to go home. There was some talk that hopefully this weekend some people would be allowed back into the towns. But right now, the fire crews say, you know, if we let them back in and the winds pick up today or this weekend and they have to be evacuated again, then it's really disheartening. It also could be dangerous. So until these winds settle down, we expect the people to stay into those evacuation centers or wherever they happen to be evacuated. They're pretty pragmatic about it. They understand that the firefighters are working as hard as they can. They're also pretty anxious to see what their property looks like.
Peter O'Dowd of KJZZ reporting on the Eastern Arizona fires. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And you're listening to NPR News.